Glad to have you here with us, and special welcome to anyone who may be visiting. We have a number of things that are happening today and in the weeks ahead to let you know about. First of all, we do have Sunday school as regular today. That's at 11:10, and you can see a list in your bulletin of the locations for each of those Sunday school classes. You also will notice there in your bulletin that there is some detail about the Sunday school Christmas program, about when that will be, and who is involved with that, and who to contact if you have any questions, particularly if you have children in the age groups that will be participating. Also, you'll see that next Sunday, November 6th, there is a Ring and Sing fall concert at the United Methodist Church in town, and it will be a free will offering fundraiser for Hands of Hope. So it's an opportunity to go and attend that if you would like. And I think our praise team from here is singing as part of that next week. Today, this afternoon, 2 o'clock, there is a baby shower for Kelsey Rabb. And so anyone that would like to attend that is invited. Then there's youth group tonight. It is a fives night. Youth group members, I think you know what that means. And then there's men's and women's Bible study tonight at 7. And one change to the schedule for the week, the elders meeting is listed as being on Thursday, and that will actually be on Tuesday this week. And then notice the purple insert in your bulletin about the Art of Parenting that is coming up on November 12th. And the details are included on there about how you can RSVP or sign up to be part of that and about the cost that's involved. Also, the movie Like Arrows that will be shown Friday night before. We do have a short video clip to give you an idea of what that parenting seminar will include. We'll take a look at that.
Start out your job knowing how long this kid's going to live. Everything changes. And I happen to know how long every kid lives. They live forever.
Our decisions, our lives, are going to affect 10 generations down the road.
With the birth of our firstborn daughter, I literally had the feeling of wanting to turn her over. What were the instructions?
When you look at scripture, it's not the children's minister or the youth minister that God calls first to disciple children. It's the parents.
If we want to expose our kids to God, we need to view them like God views them.
God is an incredible father. God has rebellious kids.
Don't be put off because they're not listening to you. They are listening, but in a different way.
You're showing them how faith connects to real life. That's really valuable in terms of helping kids understand how faith matters to them.
I think there was somewhat of a fear that we're not going to be able to go out and do all the things that we got to. Like, our marriage is going to look different.
I get worried that I'm not doing enough.
Perhaps parents can be a little overprotective.
Michael Drew here, I was wondering what your feeling is on spankings.
I'm a grown man. I don't get them no more, bro.
No matter what kind of a family you come from, you can be the first of a healthy generation.
Okay, so again, that's coming up on Saturday, November 12th. And again, the details are on the insert. And just also to repeat one thing we shared last week, if you are maybe at the stage of life where you're no longer needing a parenting seminar, but you'd like to maybe bless a younger family, you could talk to Jolene Hahn about maybe helping pay the cost of attendance for a younger family, or maybe help pay for their child care. So you could, again, talk to Jolene about that. Any other announcements this morning? Our call to worship then this morning is in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. It says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God."
Please stand and join in singing hymn number 477. Stand up for Jesus. 477. stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day, ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger, strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Thank you very much. Greet one another this morning if you'd like.
Well, again, we extend our greetings and welcome that you have chosen to worship with us today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer request and praises before the congregation. I know a huge prayer request from Larry and Sherry Van Zee that as he went to Sioux Falls for surgery, they discovered that the original skin graft actually was living and he did not need to go through surgery. So that's why Larry's smiling a lot more. As well as Sherry, but they were grateful that things were set for them to do surgery, but did not need to. Any other praises or prayer requests? Yeah, Tom.
Tomorrow to see a band specialist. Well, the prayer requests were, the Tom did have an accident. The praise is that they're all still attached. And the prayer request is as he goes to see the hand specialist. But so you're shaking left-handed. Yeah. But we're glad that you are well. And we will. And any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. Okay, but that is it a part of the schooling you've had?
Well, it's some of it is, might go into what he actually learned at school, and part of it he already knows.
It's complicated. But we are grateful that Bob has found work as he has finished the schooling, and we will pray as all that develops that maybe it will develop into full-time work. And that would be awesome. Deb.
Yeah, I've been in touch with James Romano, one of our church supporting missionaries this morning. And he said they're in Africa. And I said, any prayer requests for the church to pray on today? And he said, yes, pray for protection while we travel, because we're in jungles with 4x4 pickup, and it's pretty crazy. But the most important request is that we can win souls to Christ.
So one of our missionaries that we support, James Romano, does work in Italy, but also as he has come back and explained to us, God has expanded their ministry, and he is now in Africa. And the prayer request definitely is for protection as they drive around in the jungles, but also that they would come in contact with individuals whose hearts are ready to receive Christ, also whose hearts are just ready to receive the word. We understand that the results of someone coming to faith is a work of the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't matter whether it's watering or planting or seeing a harvest, but we do pray for James Romano and his team. Any other requests? Yes, Stacy. So Stacy's cousin's wife, the cousin is JD, the wife is Melody. She has had bladder cancer and she has stopped her treatments. She is now in hospice. We will be praying for this time for the family because they do have a 15-year-old at home. So Mark. So the request is for Marlis Dean. Marlis and Roger have attended our church in the past and have been a part of our fellowship, and she is in her last days here, and so we will be praying as she's being drawn closer and closer to going home with Christ. Mike. We've been praying for Mike's uncle Gary with his cancer, and he is now in remission, and that is a huge praise. Any other prayer requests or praises? Dale. I'm glad you don't. We continue to pray for Scott and his family as he goes through this cancer, the treatments and everything he goes through. Any other prayer requests or praises? Bonnie.
Just an update on my great-great-niece. She is getting off of things and all the leaders out of her hair and everything. She's still on brain medicine to help keep the seizures down. However, they do think there was some brain damage during birth. They're hoping that as she gets older, that'll be less obvious.
So, and her first name?
Everly.
So Bonnie's great-great-niece, Everly, had complications when she was born. They've been able to take many of the tubes out and such, but they still are on. She's still on the seizure meds. I'll be praying for her as they try to discover how much damage was done, and we'll pray that as she gets older and stronger, that that will recede and God will rewire things in her brain to help as she grows. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into our worship time today, we understand that there are a lot of things that go on in our world, and there's a lot of options that we could choose. That worshiping you does not just take place in a building. Father, you have created us to worship. Sadly, in human history and in our own hearts, there's a lot of things we choose to worship other than you. And you have told your people Israel, you have reminded us that there should be no other gods before you. And we look around and we don't see the physical idols that other cultures may have, but there are so many things that we can place before you. So we start our week with that reminder as we come together that we come to worship. We come to acknowledge our need for you, to acknowledge and to rejoice in the sacrifice of your Son as the only one who could be that atoning sacrifice for us, and to remind one another that we don't go through this life alone. Thank you that as Jesus was among his disciples, he tells them that we are your friends. In fact, we are also your adopted children. You do bring us good things. And in the midst of the hardships, you walk with us through the demonstration and the sacrifice of your Son. You did not abandon him to the cross. You did not abandon him to the grave. You rose him from the dead, and he is seated at your right hand, and he intercedes on our behalf. Father, we lift up these prayer requests to you. We thank you for the opportunity of the lives that we as a congregation can touch in our community. And we lift up these needs. We know that there are other needs that are weighing on our hearts. You know them. So we pray not to inform you, but to remind ourselves that you are the only one capable of acting upon all these needs. And in your timing, you provide us the answers. Father, we lift up and these praises. We praise you for in Larry Van Zee's life with this original skin graft still living and not having to have surgery. We pray that you continue to heal. We're grateful for how you have preserved his life and the opportunities you will lay before them. Father, we rejoice with them in not having to have surgery. We lift up Tom to you, and we are grateful that he has all his fingers still attached, that you were there as you have promised, that you have given individuals the wisdom. And so as he goes and sees the hand specialist, we pray that he would have a full and complete recovery. Father, we lift up the praise of Bob finding work. We continue to ask that you would open up doors for him. And if this job could turn full time, we just ask that that would happen. Father, we thank you that the work you've given us to do is a part of our call in our life, that we are to work heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men. And so, Father, we thank you for those opportunities we have to support our families, but also to interact with others. We lift up Stacy's cousin Melody, and during this time for their family, that she would rest in the peace and the hope of Christ, that the family will trust you through this time. And we pray also for Marlis Dean as she faces her homegoing. We pray for her family that it is never easy to say goodbye, even with the hope that we have in Christ. Thank you that we have that hope and that we know that one day we will see our loved ones. We will see our Savior face to face. Father, we are grateful for Mike's uncle, Gary, for the cancer that he has had is in remission. We pray for those that are undergoing cancer treatment. We pray for Scott Oleg Miller that you would, as the great physician, heal, that you would give him the strength he needs each day, the peace of heart and mind, knowing that you are walking through this time, that not only you are there, but he is also going through with the body of Christ coming alongside of him. Father, we lift up Bonnie's great-great-niece to you, and the one so young, we ask that you would continue to heal her little body, that she would grow stronger, be able to live a full and productive life. We pray that you would work in her mind and her brain to heal. Father, we also think of the ministries that we have, and you've given us a privilege to be a part of what you're doing in the Miller-St. Lawrence area. We ask that you would work through our time as during Club Rock with the students of our community. We thank you for the lives that we get to impact for Christ. We also pray for our missionaries around the world. We lift up the Manas to you as we focus upon them for this month, but also for James Romano. As he is in Africa, we ask that you would give him safety. We never take that for granted. But also we ask that you would lead him to prepared hearts, that as they share the hope in Christ that only can be found through what your son has accomplished, that he would truly be sensitive to your Spirit's leading. Father, we pray for our country as we get closer and closer to the midterm elections. Help us as your people to as both citizens of this country, but also citizens of heaven, to thoughtfully and prayerfully vote and for the results to trust you. We do pray for our country. It is becoming more and more apparent the divide centered around what is truth. Father, we thank you that your word gives us a guide. We pray for our elected leaders that they would pursue you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, that you would bring others alongside of them to give them wise counsel. Father, we thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people. Please use it for your honor and glory, both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Janelle. That was quite special. I know you're probably wondering why the rest of the crew isn't up here yet, and that's because I didn't get this in to April in time for the bulletin, but we've got another special here, too. As I'm thinking about this song, it reminds me a little bit of the story of Job and how he reacted with his circumstances, and I guess my prayer is that I would be able to react as he did, you know, because it's easy to praise God when we're up on that mountain. Things are going great, but it's a little bit tougher when, you know, when things get kind of hard and we're maybe down in a valley. I don't think we're often thinking about praising God, or we're probably not thinking about God much at all during that time.
Though I'm pressed on every side, I still know I'm not abandoned. Though the ways of God aren't mine, I still know I'm not forsaken. Take all the breath in my lungs, you'll hear the rocks crying glory to God. Take everything that I've got, and you'll see two empty hands lifted up. You may silence me, but the cross forever speaks. Though I'm filled with questions why, I still know I'm not abandoned. Though I suffer in this life, I still know I'm not forsaken. Take all the breath in my lungs, you'll hear the rocks crying glory to God. Take everything that I've got, and you'll see two empty hands lifted up. You may silence me, but the cross forever speaks. Forgiveness for my enemies, mercy and grace, I am set free. The price of love is paid in full, His blood poured out. How beautiful. Take all the breath in my lungs, you'll hear the rocks crying glory to God. Take everything that I've got, and you'll see two empty hands lifted up. You may silence me, you may silence me, you may silence me, but the cross forever speaks.
I invite you to stand and sing these next few with us.
Yes.
our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise forever. His love endures forever, and by the grace of God we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise forever.
Seems that I think all of our songs this morning have a kind of a similar messages, ruling messages with them, and they just happen to be that I get to change my tuning for each one of them. I wasn't thinking ahead on that part.
Cast my mind.
Father, we do thank you so much for your goodness, for your grace, your mercy, your love. We thank you for these songs and for their lyrics and the reminders that they include of just who you are. And we thank you for the privilege of coming together to praise you this morning. We ask you to be now at our time as you look in your word. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.